Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. Ending a romantic relationship, whether it's been 2 months or a marriage of 10 years, can be a difficult thing to do. And when there are kids, property, or even pets involved, it can be especially hard. So how do you break up or enter a divorce so that it doesn't turn your life upside down and inside out? How do you avoid falling into a pit of bitterness, spite, and revenge? And who all are affected when you head in this direction? Join us as we talk about ending relationships in a healthy way, right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Army Corps of Engineers on Wednesday granted an easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline to cross Lake Oahe in North Dakota, clearing the way for Energy Transfer partners to complete the more than 1,000-mile pipeline from North Dakota to Illinois. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has vowed to fight the pipeline in court. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is also taking it to court. A temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction was filed today in federal court. Cheyenne River Sioux Chairman Harold Frazier says it's illegal for the Trump administration to sidestep the administrative process, which was already underway, including terminating the environmental impact statement. Energy Transfer Partners reportedly resumed construction, which has been stalled for months, after receiving the easement approval on Wednesday. As tribes challenge the issue in court, demonstrators across the country are opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline with days of action this month. Native environmental groups, including Honor the Earth and the Indigenous Environmental Network, are among those helping organize events. On Wednesday, dozens of actions were scheduled in cities across the country, including one in Los Angeles, where demonstrators took to sidewalks holding no DAPL signs. Organizers are asking people to hold nonviolent events as protests are planned in a number of states. The Presbytery of Yukon in Alaska is holding a Renewal and Healing Week in Barrow, which included an apology Wednesday night. National church leaders voted in June that an apology was needed. Reverend Kirk Carnes delivered an apology at the Alaska Federation of Natives in Fairbanks in October. He says when missionaries came to the region, exploitation of land and exploitation of the original people who lived there took place. Carnes says they wanted to do good things, but they came with the assumption that being Christian meant becoming more European.
That's the kind of thing that leads to racist attitudes, that leads to cultural paternalism. That's the kind of thing that we're apologizing for. And there were specific things that happened in terms of teaching people that their culture, that their language was, they need to learn English, you can't speak your language. There was one missionary who went so far as to say that the native languages were so heathen you couldn't put Christian thought into it. That kind of thinking is so unchristian that we have to apologize for it.
Some Native people say the apology is a huge step toward healing and coming together to respect the integrity of Native cultures within the church. A fire near a First Nation village near British Columbia's Great Bear Rainforest has some people expressing anger and frustration. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, although the fire was eventually extinguished, members of the community had to do most of the firefighting themselves.
The fire broke out late on Friday, just before last weekend, across from Bella Bella. It was also in an area where there are several power lines. The chief of the Halchuk First Nation says band members kept trying to contact the Provincial Wildlife Services and the Provincial Emergency Preparedness Agency, as well as the company that operates the electricity lines. One of the power lines was damaged and the reserve lost its main source of power. Alia Brown of the Halchuk First Nation says the community was not getting the help it needed.
We're hoping that the province, you know, now that they're back at work, it's going to be more responsive, and we're really pushing that. Our main objective is that this fire be put out.
Officials with Borilex, the company that operates the power line, says the fire was put out by Monday and power to a damaged line was restored. The province's Wildlife Service says the fire was sparked when heavy winds during a storm brought down power lines, and those 50-mile-an-hour winds made it difficult to fight the fire. The chief, Marilyn Slett, said the community found itself in the frustrating position of not having the proper equipment, resources, and training to adequately respond. During the winter, British Columbia's Wildlife Service is not fully staffed, and an official says it's unreasonable to have crews on standby year-round. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support great causes like National Native News. Just select KNBA-FM Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. A lot of music is inspired by romance and love, as well as the flip side, breakups. For example, this song by the Northern Cree Drum Group. That's just a little bit of Facebook drama by Northern Cree. And did your last relationship end in Facebook drama? Do you wish it didn't? Do you think about what you could have done to soften the split up? Well, today we reserve the space to talk about this, the decision to end a relationship. Hopefully by the end of the hour, you'll have some tools that may take away some of the breaking up drama, especially on Facebook. But that takes your input, and we want you to call in and share. And what do you feel is the healthy path to calling it quits? Is it all in the language we use? Is it timing? Our breakup line today is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And we're also talking to family and marriage therapists today. So if you have questions about your relationship, one that you have recovered from, or just healing, give us a call. We'll try and get some answers for you. And if you want to share some advice on letting somebody down easy, you can call in too. The number again is 1-800-996-2848. And to start us off, we're going to go to our guest who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have Juliet Kincaid Black, and she is a licensed marriage and family therapist with All Faiths, and she is Blackfoot. Juliet, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
And Juliet, we can take this conversation in many directions. I think this topic is one that many people can relate to. And so, Juliet, with that, ending relationships can be pretty difficult. Is that part of the reason people stay in relationships that, you know, they're not happy or maybe even unsafe?
Absolutely, Tara. You know, as children, we form attachments with our primary caregivers, with mom and dad or grandma or auntie, in order to have a safe place. And without that, we can't explore the world. When we become adults, the reason we seek relationships is to recreate that sense of emotional safety. So when we're ending relationships, it makes sense that oftentimes we feel the sense of urgency or panic because that sense of safety is ending. It's much easier to just stay in the relationship no matter how painful or unfulfilling it's become rather than risk being alone in the world.
And so what happens to us when we get in that mode and then we say no? I'm just going to tough it out. It'll get better. What are we doing to ourselves?
Well, I think we're doing a couple of things. One of the things we're doing is we're not allowing ourselves to live our dream and our real purpose. You know, we have a path in life, and part of that is figuring out what are the roads that we shouldn't go down. And so if we realize this is not a great relationship, but it's scary to imagine not being in it anymore, then you don't know what your next opportunity is going to be. The other thing that you do is you just create this sense of doubt that feeds itself, and you become less and less effective in your relationships. One of the things we all do is make assumptions about what our partners are thinking or feeling or why they're doing something, and we assume that they are making similar assumptions about us. And if we can just set those assumptions aside and not interpret what our partner is doing and not interpret what they might be interpreting, you give yourself more opportunity to be surprised and to go down your right path.
And so with that, Juliet, what about honesty? Honesty to yourself, honesty to the person you're with. How does that play a role in deciding it's time to end a relationship?
I don't think you're going to end your relationship until you can be honest with yourself. And oftentimes that's the hardest thing. We can be honest with people we're really upset with and hurt at and say it in mean ways, but to be honest with ourselves and do that in a compassionate way is really hard. And without that, you can't begin to grow and make the changes you need.
All right. Thank you for that. Julie Kincaid Black is with us the full hour. And if you got some questions to throw at her, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And maybe you want to share a story about lessons learned when it comes to splitting up. Give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848. What do you think about that whole honesty playing into this? Comment on it by calling in 1-800-996-2848. We're going to take our first call. We're going to say hello to Carrie, who is in Wasilla, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Carrie, thank you for calling, and go ahead, share your thoughts. All right, Carrie, give us a ring back, or let's see if we can work that phone line. Juliet, what is your message to somebody who right now heard about this show, made plans to tune in, and is listening right now? That person who is thinking about making the move to end their relationship. What would you like to say?
I guess I would like to say that if they are already thinking that this is something that needs to happen in their relationship, listen to yourself. You know what you need and when things are going wrong. And remember that it's really natural to feel scared and vulnerable. You are thinking about giving up that loss of safety or your safe place, but it becomes easier once you can actually acknowledge, I do feel scared, I do feel vulnerable, and if I'm being really honest with myself, I need to take the next step.
All right, thank you for that. What do you think about that? Call right now, 1-800-996-2848. Let's try Carrie again. Carrie, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. So I just, I heard the radio show and I thought, wow, that resonates with me because I'm kind of in a love triangle. And not trying to make it directed at me, I just wanted to leave some words of affirmation that we are all loved and we are all protected, and that it may seem like at times some of us are coming from a, like trying to control the situation, but I don't actually think it's to be evil or to, I don't think we actually know our power at some times. And I think it's really good to kind of wake up knowing that actually there's something a lot bigger than just kind of having these, like, oh, hold on to this relationship so tight, and like to actually like ungrip that and to see the light of that person when you're not clenching them.
And Carrie, when you say a love triangle, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I was with somebody for a short time that had a girlfriend before me, and now we have a 9-month-old baby, but he wanted to be back with her when I was pregnant. So I said, okay, that's fine. When really inside I was like, oh my gosh, whoa, I'm feeling like my heart was just smashed. And when I tuned into my heart, it was like gray color and it was not pretty. And yeah, I was really, really hurt and upset. And even though I was happy I'm having a baby and I have a baby, it kind of goes above that because it's like this abandonment. And then it's like, oh, if you really love that person, yeah, you should be with them, trying to be very like, you're trying to be every position and like be warm and welcoming to everything going on. But it is really hard. And that kind of kills you a little bit too. But there is a light at that tunnel, and words of affirmation, and just being able to wake up and smiling each day, and to just unclench that fist of holding on to those people actually brings so much strength. And I just wanted to share that.
All right, Carrie, well, we're glad you called. And Juliet, any words for Carrie? She shared a lot, and I think there's a lot there in what she said. Go ahead, Juliet.
Absolutely. And I really loved what Carrie said about being able to unclench that fist at the end. Holding on really tight is exhausting for us and for our relationships. And when children are involved, it becomes that much more important to try and end the relationship in a good way and to try to continue to have the ability to have positive communication with your partner. So I commend Carrie for trying to go through this in a healthy way for her baby.
And Juliet, what about when things just get complicated? Any thoughts about, different layers or understanding that, you know, nothing is cut and dry?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think relationships in their very nature are complicated. And you're right. Oftentimes it's not cut and dry. It's not all good or all bad. And so I think going back to what you mentioned earlier, that honesty, being able to look at all of the different parts and figure out what your values are. And, you know, when we can make values-based decisions, we're going to feel better about the decision we make. If it's more important to you to have some self-respect or to have a partner who listens to you or to have a stable home for your child, you know, as we begin to weigh all of these out, an answer comes a little bit easier.
All right. Thank you for that. We got another call we're going to bring in. Again, folks, we want you to join us. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we look forward to hearing from you. And parents, you can call in too. What about your young ones, their first love, and the first breakup? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And, you know, parents of any age, maybe you're 70 and you have something to say. 1-800-996-2848. Let's say hi to Tina in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, tuned in on WOJB. Tina, thanks for calling, and go ahead, share your thoughts.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to comment on the whole honesty part. I was in a relationship for a year and a half. The first part of the relationship went really well. The last part of it, he started abusing me, and the only way that I could be honest with myself was to leave that relationship. So it's not necessarily true that if you're honest with yourself or the spouse that you won't break up, because breakups happen. Divorces happen. Actually, divorce rates are higher than ever. And another thing I wanted to comment on is, it's also not always one person's fault. It could be both in the relationship, you know?
Definitely. Tina, thank you. Hang tight. Juliet, go ahead. Take that on.
Abuse is one of the things in relationships that people prefer not to talk about. And as marriage and family therapists, it's our responsibility to hold two things at the same time. The first is you have to make the decision that's going to be best for you in the relationship. I can tell you what I think you should do, and that has really no relevance to your own life. The other tenet that I have to hold is to keep my clients safe. And I think part of that is when you are in a relationship where you are not being treated safely, you need to be honest with yourself about how are you going to get out of this? How are you going to put yourself in a safe place?
Those are definitely important things to consider. And folks, if there's something you'd like to ask, maybe this is making you think about something that is in your own life and you'd like to ask questions, or maybe you just want to run something by us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Juliet, with that said, of course, we're having a great discussion here and we're interested in hearing what people's advice is. But what about making sure that you're turning to some people who have some sound advice and not just your girlfriend, your homie, or anything like that, but, you know, even turning to people who are trained, like counselors. Go ahead, Juliet.
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to use your resources to go to couples therapy or individual therapy, which is a really safe place for support, as well as to explore any unhealthy relationship dynamics you want to make sure not to duplicate the next time. There are also professionals who can offer co-parenting support so that even after you have broken up, you and your partner can become partners of a different kind for the sake of supporting your children. And then if you are in one of those relationships where you are being abused, where you're not physically safe, there are domestic violence resource centers all over the United States that are there to support you in getting safe so that you can make more decisions after you're out of that situation.
All right. Thank you for that. And Juliet, we're going to invite two more voices into the hour. We're going to Anchorage, Alaska to do that. Let's go ahead and say hello to Bobby Outen and Robert Heffel. Bobby is a licensed professional counselor and director of the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative under the South Central Foundation. And she's Anishinaabe from the White Earth Reservation. And it's our pleasure to have her with us. And Bobby, thank you for being with us. And please feel free to further introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I would say that in Alaska, we have some new goals. We have warriors that are starting to step out. And it's my pleasure to be a part of South Central Foundation, where we are teaching what healthy relationships look like.
All right. Thank you for that. And also with us is Robert. He's the manager of clinical training for the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, and he has a master's degree in social work, and he is a Nupiaq Eskimo. Thank you for being with us, Robert.
Thank you for having me this morning. I think it's a great topic to talk about. So often we navigate life without ever stopping and reflecting on how we end relationships in a healthy way and what we can do to do better in the future and be an example and support to others around us.
All right. Thank you for that. And folks, when you think of that, your first breakup, did anybody talk to you about it? Did anyone give you good advice? Or did you just go into it and experience it? Give us a call. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Well, Bobby and Robert, we're glad to have both of you here with us. And I want to take another call. We're going to say hello to Philip in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Philip, thank you for your call, and you're on air.
Yeah, I was just calling because I come from a family that had, you know, my parents were divorced. And I think that it's important if you have children that if you're not being abused and only reason you're thinking about breaking up is because you want to run off with someone else or there was a disagreement, you need to put your kids before yourself. The kids come first, no matter what.
All right, Philip, thanks for sharing. And Bobby, start us off. Any words for Philip?
Well, I think that he brings up an important point that when we have relationships that are struggling, we need to remember the impact on our children, not just our children, but there's a ripple effect. And to keep in mind how our children are being impacted, whether it is some simple relationship bumps, we need to be able to handle that in a way that protects our children.
All right, Philip, thank you for sharing your thoughts. And let's take that further, Bobby. Running away with someone. A lot of times breakups are because somebody wants to run away with someone or they already done run off with them and now there's havoc. What are your thoughts when a relationship turns into this where, you know, somebody is unfaithful?
Well, we all have a natural longing to be loved, and I think that it's important to know that we have value, that we matter, we deserve to be respected and loved well. If that is in your current relationship and you are simply seeking that elsewhere, My encouragement would be to make sure that you have some accountability, to not alienate yourself, to reach out to a safe person you can talk about so that you're actually making the healthy response for your own life. A lot of times the grass looks greener on the other side, and that's temporary.
All right. And Robert, anything to add to that?
Well, I think it's important to understand that we are and have several different relationships in our lives. And when we decide to make a significant change, we can't forget the impact that it has on children. And I would like all families to stay together for the betterment of children, but we know people move and make adjustments and changes. And I think it's important just to remember that the decision we are making to meet our needs may be impacting those that we really love and care about in ways we may not even fully understand.
Thanks for that. And, you know, sometimes it is, you know, after a breakup, you're left with a lot of questions. And Juliet, is there anything you'd like to add about, you know, when somebody, a breakup occurs because somebody was unfaithful? Any thoughts, Juliet?
I think there are a lot of ways to be unfaithful in a relationship, and engaging in a sexual relationship with somebody else is just one of those. There's also the emotional unfaithfulness of just thinking about it or engaging about it. And as the partner who has done the hurting, it's a really big gift if you can tolerate having that conversation with your partner as you're breaking up, and let them have a sense of closure and some answers. And if you are the partner who has been hurt in that, you have the right to ask those questions. And you have to remember that your partner might not be ready to give them. And I think remembering that you have some rights to ask and they have some rights not to answer.
And a lot of times, Juliet, when people break up, you know, they're left with those questions as to why did this happen? Any thoughts on somebody who's sitting there asking those questions about this?
Sure. I think you have to give yourself permission to be sad, and part of those questions come from that feeling of sadness. And so you want to strike a balance between thinking about those questions and honoring that part of yourself and not allowing yourself to wallow. We can get really stuck in that pattern.
All right. Thank you for that. And I do want to talk more about healing and, you know, making good steps. Maybe it is best to break up. And, you know, how do you make those decisions? And how do you know that it is time? We're going to talk about that after the break here. Folks, share your stories, any thoughts you have. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. 1-800-99-NATIVE is our Twitter handle. So if you want to send us a tweet instead, feel free. Post your thoughts as well as on Facebook. You can always send us an email. And if you're finding this in our archives, you can comment directly on our website or reach out to us on social media. But our phone lines are live right now. We're live. We're ready to hear from you. All you have to do is dial 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we look forward to your calls. And if it's easier to call in anonymously, let our phones ring. We'll take your call. We'll be right back after this break. Pervasive racism, discrimination, and even violence are some of the troubling injustices disproportionately directed at Native Americans in towns that border reservations. Some places like Rapid City, South Dakota, hope to offset lingering mistrust among its residents. We'll talk about improving border town relations on the next Native America Calling.
Support by the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art at the University of Oklahoma presenting Photosynthesis, new photographs by Navajo Will Wilson plus works by early 20th century photographer Edward Curtis. Whereas Curtis posed his subjects, Wilson invited his subjects, some whose relatives were included in Curtis's 1930 Indians of Oklahoma, to choose how they posed. Photosynthesis through April 2nd. Info at fjjma.ou.edu.
Support by the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department, providing complete convention and visitors planning services to Native American conventions. Information on convention and tourism services at siabq.org.
And by the law firm of Sanosky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller & Munson, advocating Native American interests throughout the United States, with offices in New Mexico, California, Alaska, and Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And how do we avoid messy breakups that cause bad feelings that may last for years to come? The experts say making a relationship work takes attention and effort, but sometimes there's no saving it. And how do you come to that decision? And if you're experienced or you've experienced a breakup, what lessons did you learn? And are there things you wish you could have done differently? We'd love to hear your thoughts today. Call in and join our conversation. The number is 1-800-996-2848. And elders, what's your advice to the younger ones out there who are going through a breakup, maybe even their first breakup? 1-800-99-NATIVE is our number. And with us today, we got some folks who have some good advice and good thoughts. We have Bobby Auden, a licensed professional counselor and director of the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. Also with this initiative is Robert Heffel, and he is the manager of clinical training. And with us, too, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we have Juliet Kincaid Black, a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we do look forward to hearing more from them. And we also look forward to hearing from our callers. Folks, we have a caller on the line. We have Joyce, who is in Wounded Knee, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Joyce, thank you for giving us a ring. And what would you like to add?
Thank you for taking my call today. I would like to add that listening to your callers is education for me, because I've never had a breakup in any relationship.
Wow, Joyce.
And I guess maybe it's because I married my childhood sweetheart, and there was a lot of compassion, and therefore there was never a time that we ever thought of breakup.
And Joyce, do you think that's because you communicated or you had a good relationship that you can jump on the line and say this? What do you think, Joyce?
Yes, because it's our communication with the individual that we are married to. The communication needs to be heart-to-heart communication, not just verbal. And I think that's the greatest art that people have not learned today, is to connect heart to heart in a relationship that is going to be lasting.
Very nice. There you go, folks. Straight from one of our Native elders. Thank you for calling, Joyce. There in Wounded Knee, tuned in on Keeley Radio. Folks, join us too by calling 1-800-996-2848. Robert, Joyce just gave us some sound advice, and let's open things up a little more. Anything you want to share when it comes to thinking about breaking up and even healing?
One of the things I think about when it comes to breaking up is that if we're going through a transition or a change of a relationship or work change or anything like that, it's always a good idea to work on ourselves no matter what, and take care of ourselves. Because if the relationship, in fact, does end, being in good physical condition, taking care of ourselves, reaching out to friends or family, or entering into a healing journey by using different methods that work for us, that's always a great idea. I also understand that, especially for men, grieving can be hard. We're often taught not to look sad or not to cry. And what seems to work for me is I found ways that I can allow myself a private space to just reflect and to just be. And for some, that might be outside. For some, it might be doing a physical activity. But we forget that we're not just living life from the neck up, but we have an entire body that experiences change. And I would always encourage people to do things that is going to help make them feel better by making the next right decision for themselves, regardless of the situation they're in.
And Robert, from a male's perspective, when is the right time? Or what are the signs that are leading, okay, it's time to make this decision?
That is a hard question because there's so many variables that come into it. I think it's time to move on when a person knows that they have done right to try and keep a relationship alive, or there's been such damage in the relationship that restoration is really beyond something that could reasonably be expected. I think that when it comes time to say a relationship is over is a time when one person or both recognize that the relationship is not healthy and they're not getting their needs met, and they don't expect for that to occur anytime in the near future.
All right. Thank you for that. Oh, go ahead. Continue, Robert.
Oh, sometimes to reach what we need in life, we have to let go of one thing to reach for another. And how can we do that in a way that's healthiest for everybody involved?
All right. Thank you, Robert. And folks, what do you think? When is it time to move on? What are the signs? 1-800-996-2848. Robert, anything more you want to say about timing? You know, don't choose Valentine's Day to break up or any thoughts? Go ahead, Robert.
I think when we speak from our heart, we will know the time that's right. The goal is not to hurt those we love or those we are in a relationship with. The goal is to let them know what our position is and that we've made a decision to move on. So if we consider that, there's a way that this can be done to reduce the impact on those who are receiving the message. I always encourage people to use I statements rather than you. So rather than saying all the things they've done wrong, maybe just stating what it is that we need from a relationship that's not being met, or what it is that we need and in part why we're moving on.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Bobby, anything to add?
Well, I love what our elders shared about what makes a healthy relationship and being able to listen. I really heard her talking about putting one another first, respecting, and then having that compassion. And I think if we can use some of those same strengths when it is time to end a relationship, to be able to do it with kindness, to be able to have a goal to not harm the people that are in our lives. I want to acknowledge that if you're getting out of a harmful or a violent relationship, that is not easy. But no matter what your reason is for ending a relationship, if you're feeling trapped or helpless, it's really important to not alienate yourself, to have that safe person that you can reach out to for help, and to not do it alone. When we share our stories with someone who's safe, that can become part of our healing and part of moving forward into a healthier relationship that we deserve.
And Bobby, what about when, you know, you see these signs and you've thought through this, and then you make the decision and those around you are the ones who get mad at you or are trying to talk you out of breaking up, and you know, they're that perfect person from that perfect family and you should rethink things. What is a person to do when they've gone through this and they feel they've made a healthy decision, but everybody around them is saying, don't do it? Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, I think anyone who's really going to be supporting a person who's ending a relationship, especially if it's domestic violence, the first thing is that we're not going to think that we're the experts or tell them what they should do. We need to listen. We need to not place blame. We need to support in very practical ways, whether it's resources or providing childcare, providing information, give them words that you understand, that it's not their fault, that you are there for them. And if they're being treated inappropriately, that they do not deserve to be treated that way. But people taking a stance and thinking that they know what is best for our life when they haven't lived it is probably not true support. And I would encourage you to get to a safe person who will listen, who will care, and who will walk with you in a closer way in a way that's about you, and that your hurt, your pains, your journey matters to them.
Bobby, thank you for sharing that. And folks, listeners, what would you like to share? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's say hi to Walter in Oglala, South Dakota, listening on KILI. Walter, thank you for calling. And go ahead, add your thoughts.
Hey, good morning to you and all the listeners out there. My thought about a relationship, I was involved in a relationship, and this person is a really great person, you know, when they don't get upset. When that person gets upset, it turns verbally, and then if needed, goes physical. And me being a male, I'm not a woman beater or anything like that. And now I'm being trashed. I moved on with my life. I met somebody, a really great person, and I moved on with my life, and I understand that she's hurt. But when we had a relationship, when she got upset, I ended up hurt. I still got scars, you know, emotionally and physical.
Sure, and, things can turn very ugly. Walter, anything else?
Well, if anybody's involved in a relationship where it's not working, communication is very important, honesty, you know, trust, and those kind of things. You know, if they're in a relationship and somebody is telling somebody, I love you, but they're hurting them both emotionally and physically, you know, verbal and physical, you know, that's not love. That's not love. You nope. love somebody, you sit down and you talk. You work things out. You work out your differences and work things through. You know, for me, I still care for this person. I want to be a friend because she got great kids and grandkids and great people around her and stuff. But, you know, being trashed the way I am, I'm scared. I don't want to go there.
Sure. Walter, thank you for your call. Juliet, what would you like to tell Walter?
It sounds like Walter already knows what he needs to do. He was saying it pretty clearly. I'm scared to have a relationship with her because I have been hurt and it doesn't sound safe. And I would say, listen to your gut. So often we are told, don't listen to yourself. You don't actually feel that way. And it's important to remember that you know what you need better than anybody else.
And let's talk a little bit about Facebook or social media and playing out a breakup online, much like we heard that Handrum song at the top of the hour, Facebook drama. What happens when this element is introduced to all the emotions and decisions and things people are thinking? Let's talk a little bit about that. Juliet, when you think of breakups and you think of social media, what do you think?
I think that breakups and social media do not mix. It's too easy to find an audience who really likes the drama because it's exciting, and they feed into that, and then you forget to be in balance, and pretty soon you are focusing on all of the negative parts or the really dramatic parts to the end of this relationship instead of remembering some of the parts that you're really going to miss, you're really going to mourn. I really appreciated what Robert had to say about this is a difficult time when you are going to be mourning this loss. And so often social media gets in the way of that or sort of impedes our process.
All right. And I want to get all of your take on this. Bobby, go ahead. Put your take in there.
Well, I can't see that social media would do anything but make the relationship that's ending more complicated, whether somebody is putting it out there as a way of grieving or to get people on their side or of trashing their significant other. No matter what, it is going to escalate the number of people who are being impacted negatively. It's going to negatively impact yourself. I think a lot of emotions that and words that we would never speak to one another in person bleeds out on Facebook. We say things that we would never actually say to a person. So I would encourage anybody who is wanting to kind of bleed out sideways or spew things to just take that pause. Think about it and find a person, a counselor, a therapist, an elder, somebody that you can talk to, but just withhold putting it on Facebook or any social media. It's not going to be helpful.
And Bobby, why do you think people turn to this, where they get to that space where they want to get even or revenge for being, you know, the breakup? What leads a person to that space?
Well, I think that we all want to know that maybe we're not to blame, or that maybe we're not such a bad person. We're looking for validation. We're looking for people who care. We don't want to be alone. And I think Facebook is just kind of an easy place to bleed out our emotions. Maybe we don't know what to do with our feelings. We're not used to sharing with people. It's an easy place to just let out things. So I think people go to it for a lot of different reasons. It's become an easy place.
All right. Thank you for that, folks. What do you want to say? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Robert, Facebook drama.
Well, when I'm sitting here listening, one of the things I recognized is it may not be us, or it might be our loved one who starts to post things on Facebook, and it'd be awfully tempting to want to respond. But if we do that, we enter into a cycle that's going to be really, really hard to stop. And I always ask myself and ask others in times where things are difficult, is how do I want to spend what energy I do have in life? And do I want to spend it typing in Facebook, tearing down someone I once loved, or to focus on my life and what I need to do to heal? I think it's interesting that when a breakup occurs, we often look at things and characteristics of those we were involved with, and we see a lot of negatives about things we once found attractive and we loved about them. Carefree, a free spirit, becomes lazy and uncommitted. You see, those type of things. So I try and remember, what is it about the person that was good, and how do we let go? I don't want to spend my time typing on Facebook things that may or may not even be relevant or public knowledge that people should be aware of.
All right, thank you for that, Robert. And folks, what about taking this from a traditional standpoint, or advice we were given, or stories we were told of how we are supposed to respect, love, and each other? Got any of those? Call in 1-800-996-2848. Let's take another call. We're going to hear from George in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, listening on Keeley Radio. George, thank you for your call, and go ahead. You're on air.
Well, I just wanted to let, whoever's going with a bad relationship, you know, I've seen a lot of people that my surroundings, my mother and my all the people that I love really go through a hard time, you know, and I went through a couple of relationships at a standpoint, and I'm on 40 years old now, so I went through my 20s and 30s, and it's just kind of, you know, I guess it's a lesson learned, and you have to struggle from that. And the beauty about it is that you love that person back then, and, you know, and you could just say hi to them, you know, these days. But you just have to keep moving on, you know, and especially when you have kids, you have to make sure they're set in life and make sure they go to school and all the good points about that relationship. Make sure, you know, everything's set, you know, and at least you can live with that, you know, and understand each other and at that standpoint. And because I see my mother really go, and she's deceased now, and she went through a lot in her life, you know, and now I have to live with that. So I just wanted to let everybody know who's going through a really hard time with their relationship. You're going to have to look at each other every day, you know, and meet up with each other and just say, you know, live with what you dealt with back then and understand each other and just keep moving on. And if, you know, if you meet someone else, you know, that's fine. You know, you have that ability to do that, but you have to really focus on what you left behind and figure out what today is. And I wanted to know, you know, don't hurt each other, keep moving on, and we have to keep the world going.
Thank you, George. Thank you for your call there in Pine Ridge. And with that, you know, that outside layer of people who are watching this and seeing a loved one go through a hard time with a breakup, or maybe even a hard time making that decision, it's time to break up. Anything you'd like to say about that? Let's go ahead and start with Robert.
the best thing I can do or that we can do for someone who's walking through a hard time is to learn how to listen well. Sometimes people don't want advice. They don't want an answer. They just want to be understood. And the better I can walk alongside somebody by calling or connecting with them or sending an email, they will let me know what it is they want from me. They may ask for advice. And even at that point, I'm always very cautious about giving it because I wasn't in the relationship. I don't understand all of what they're going through, but I definitely can listen and show empathy.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Bobby, any thoughts?
Yes, I think it's important if we're trying to support someone who's going through a breakup to remember to be non-judgmental. They may be embarrassed by the situation. You may be the first person that they are actually sharing with. So give them the space to share what they want to share with you. Don't pressure them. If they do happen to open up to you about harm that's happening, and as you listen to what they have to say, remember your role is not to fix the problem. And sometimes listening can really be the most helpful. I think supporting friends, no matter what, can make a difference. We do need to respect their decisions. We have to acknowledge we might not know all of the factors involved. And they may not do what we think they should do or what we expect them to do. But instead of focusing on fixing it or being the one to solve the problem for them, just focus on being supportive. Focus on being trustworthy in their time of need.
All right. And Juliet, I'd like you to talk directly to the person who this is all very fresh, maybe even this morning, of somebody received the news of a breakup or the split happened. And, you know, what they're feeling right now. And if they've taken it to a dark place, Juliet, talk to that person right now.
I would say give yourself permission to be sad and to have those blues. Don't pretend that you're not affected by this loss. This is going to be something that you have to grieve. Get out of the house. Don't spend all of your hours inside in the dark. Try to stay active. Return to something you haven't done in a while. Try to stay engaged and social. And take care of yourself. This is really the perfect time for those self-care projects. Make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, that you're eating healthy, fresh meals, that you're getting exercise and you're staying well-rested. Our mental, emotional, physical, social, and spiritual health are all connected. And if one of these areas is out of balance, we're more likely to become depressed or sick or both. And so while you are going through a breakup, make sure that you're taking care of all the other areas so that you can return to a place of balance.
Thanks for that. And Robert, you know, talk to that person, maybe even talk to them if they're a male.
It's important to remember that there's a season for everything. And there is a season to grieve, that it's okay to feel pain. It's okay to feel emotions, to try and allow them to exist so that we can process them and have them put away in our body and in our mind in a way that's healthy for us. And that there will come a time that the sun will shine again in our life, we will heal, and that we have to walk through the difficult part of a breakup or transition in order to get where we want to be in life. And sometimes we're in a society where if we're feeling bad, we're looking for an immediate fix. But just like a broken leg won't heal over a weekend, neither will a broken heart.
Thanks, Robert. And Bobby, final message to our listeners.
I would want to say that you have value, you matter. You deserve to be respected and loved well, and that's not something to be ashamed of. Love is not supposed to hurt. You can do this. Just don't do it alone. So I agree with a lot of self-care. Take time to love yourself well and give yourself grace. Take that time to grieve, and this will pass.
All right. Looks like we got a little more time. Juliet, any advice to the loved ones, the people, maybe even the children when it comes to breakups?
Absolutely. Breakups are really hard on the whole family, including the children. And so my advice would be talk to the whole family about it. If you and your spouse are thinking about breaking up and talking about it at night in private, your kids already know about it. So it's really helpful to just be honest and allow everybody the chance to talk about their feelings about it. Feelings are not bad words, and it takes away some of the power of that hurt and disappointment if you're allowed to talk about it. So I would say the more you can connect, I loved the medicine that our elder offered us when she said, you need to communicate words to words and heart to heart. I think the more we can keep our hearts in our communication as we're breaking up, the better, healthier we're going to be able to end our relationships.
And Juliet, I'm glad you offered that advice of having this conversation in private, not right in front of the children. I'm glad you mentioned that. Folks, if there's anything you were glad that was mentioned in this program, you can reach out to us by sending us an email. You can send it to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. And we look forward to your feedback on this program and any program. You can also post directly on our website, nativeamericacalling.com. And if there are more conversations on relationships that you'd like to hear on these airwaves, reach out to us. You can email, send us a tweet, or you can even call our 1-800-99-NATIVE line. You can leave a message there, too, after the program is over. Thanks again to everybody we heard in the hour, including our callers and our guests, Juliet Kincaid Black, Bobby Outen, and Robert Heffel. Thank you for joining us. Join us again tomorrow as we talk about border town issues and violence. We hope you'll join us for that, and you can start the conversation right now online, and we look forward to your comments on the website, Facebook, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Senior producer is Monica Brain. Andy Murphy is our associate producer. Derek Toledo is our engineer. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer of National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood. We'll be back tomorrow and look forward to hearing what you have to say about border town issues.
Yat eh, betinish clijisani need linigin e jabezil don let needs and not zit on he need egg with eya, dig is the legi, ne e lichi on ain eat or lel. Benacha ehosen benige, hala betinish clijin linigisani, lad eya yits ara, betin and that eh, a jay bataza, bes och ana, ne lead or tap benige had it ill, besh behaned ajik eh, 1-800-318-2596. Edo diabetes a case of beijan, healthcare.gov, a message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Support by Amerind Media Group, offering compelling and entertaining films, TV series, and documentaries about the indigenous peoples from around the world. We are honored to share their cultures, traditions, and stories online with a no-charge trial at nativeflix.com. When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support great causes, including Native America Calling. Just pick, click, give, and select KNBA-FM Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kewaunik Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.